Okay. Es sind fünf Kompass, Dine Chodesh El, Oboi Tetzayin Sifim, in der 16th Sifim. So, Aleph, bei Rosh Chodesh El, ad Acha Yom Kippurim, hemi Yemei Rotzim. From Rosh Chodesh El until after Yom Kippur, the Yemei Rotzim. Dafki b'chol Hashana Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel Tshuva Min HaShalom Eilu B'Leif Shalom. We just actually saw that in the Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. Even though a whole year round, you could always do tshuva. These days are choice days, and they're prepared to do tshuva the years when yirei rachamim and yirei rotzim in order to make them yirei rachamim and yirei rotzim. What was so special about Rosh Chodesh Elul? Because he went up to get the lukas shnius. And he stayed there for 40 days. And he came down on Yom Kippur. That is the end of the kapara. And from then, so because of that, that's why these days were meant to be Yemei Rotzen, to do tshuva. And Tishrei Yom Kippur is the end of the tshuva. And the minig is in Rav Mekhaimus to fast on Erev Chodesh Elul. Obviously, we passed that already. The lots of say the Yom Kippur Katan to make Yom Kippur Katan today. Sheyachinu libam the tshuva, so we should all prepare ourselves for tshuva. The Im fall Rosh Chodesh the Shabbos, and if Rosh Chodesh fall down on Shabbos, so you go to we move the Yom Kippur Katan for Thursday. Harizal Kasa, Basher Leit Sado Ha'elakim Ina Liyade V'Samti Lo. Samti Lo, right? So it says that somebody, if somebody didn't try and trap, and Hashem made it come to his hand, and he placed, and I'll place it onto you. Rosh Tevis El. That's Rosh Tevis El. Loimar ki chaydesh zeh hu eis rotzen, mekabel tshuva ala chatoim shasik b'chol hashana. It's coming to tell you that it's the days to be mekabel tshuva on chatoim that are done a whole year. For gam remez. Right. Now you have to try and figure out where the L is in that pasuk. Asher loit sada ve'lekin ina liyade v'samti mitzvah. Okay. Right. The gam remes shagam al shkogis sarach lasi shuvah fedish zeh. Right. And it's also remes in that pasuk because that pasuk is talking about doing it b'shoigig. Right. So you see that you have to do tshuva, which is exactly what we're talking about in the daf. You have to do tshuva even for averes that made a mistake. And those that are the people that darshan on reshumas. Reshumas means things that are written. And Hashem is going to give you a bris on your heart and the heart of your children. Rashi Tevas El. That also is a Rashi Tevas El. Try and go figure that out exactly. Rosh Tevis El, that's also Rosh Tevis El. The same Ishlariyeu Matanis Lavyonim, and that's El too. That one's easy. Rosh Tevis El. Remez Lishloisha Devarim. So these things, meaning these three things that we have from El, Mola Shema Lekefa, Ani Ledoidi, and Ishlariyeu Matanis Lavyonim, hints to three different things. Shem Tuva, Spila, Utsadokos. And during Elul, you have to strengthen yourselves with three things. Umal Hashem, Remez L'Tshuva, right? Doing a bris, that's a Remez to Tshuva, right? Meaning, because that's, the bris is to your heart. The bris is to your heart, so that's doing Tshuva. Ani L'Daydi, Remez L'Tshuva, Shirinas Daydi. That's Tfina, which is the singing of those that are, you know, that are close, that are loved. Ishlariyeu matana sevyoinim, remez the tzedaka, that's a remez to tzedaka, because you're giving matana sevyoinim, right? That's why there are some that have a minute that you give shleiach manas matana sevyoinim at Erev Rosh Hashanah, because of this. Now you're going to let's buy a shofar for this there. The minute is to blow the shofar. Masfilin beyom beis the Rishchaydus. We start the second day of Rishchaydus with taking the chol yom la'achat tefilas shacharis, and you blow every day after tefilas shacharis. What do you blow? Tkiyah shvarim chula tkiyah, which is what we do, but a lot of tzedin blow a whole set. Tkiyah shvarim chula and a shvarim and a chula. Puts me erev Rosh Hashanah, mafsikim boy, except for erev Rosh Hashanah will have mafsit. They will have to bring tkiyah rishos, the tkiyah's mitzvah. Right, it's contrary to what many children, like most kids, come home from school saying that the reason why we stopped blowing on Erev Rosh Hashanah is because we want to confuse the Satan, but that's not really the reason. The reason is because we want to make a break in to show that all the tefillos of the morning, and the whole Elul, was voluntary. And the ones on Rosh Hashanah are mandatory. The reason also down for the Sotan, but the main reason is to differentiate. The Tamat Kiyas Mechadusel Oiris Am L'Tshuva, and the reason for the Kiyas is to be an Oir of the Am L'Tshuva, Kikain Hi Ateva Shal HaShoifer L'Oir of L'Hafrit. The nature of a Shoifer is to cause people to shudder. Rosh Amar HaKosov, Im Yitok HaShoifer Be'ir, Im Yitok HaShoifer Be'ir, will they blow a shofar in the city, and the nation will not be scared. And in these medinas, they're also noyik from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Shmini Atzeres. Hashem is our on Rosh Hashanah. The Yishi beyond the Kippurim, and he saves us in Yom Kippur. He's been any besukah, he'll hide in the sukkah, Rem is the sukkah. And the minig is to say Tilim B'tzibur, every place according to its minig. From one Elul comes in until Yom Kippur, when anybody writes a letter to their friend, you have to make a remez either in the beginning of the letter or the end of the letter, that he's going to ask for him and to give him a bracha, that he should be zayche to a good year, that it should be written and signed and sealed in Chaim Tovim. Right, so that's like I think we texted that out, which are you planning to do this on a text? I think the reason why they do it on letters is because usually you're sending one letter per Elul. You're not, by the time there wasn't, they had snail mail back then. You weren't really going to have back and forth. You probably wrote. I imagine you noticed. But I'm saying, when you're writing letters now back and forth, like emails, I would think that the last email should say a good yard, meaning the last email that you think you're going to write should be a good yard. Right? But I don't think every text has to say that. Fine, Gimel. Anshe Maisa Neugen lived like the Chodesh at Tfilin and Mezuzah Shalahan. Anshe Maisa, the minig is to check their Tfilin and Mezuzahs. And anything that needs to be checked into Bashar mitzvah, with all the mitzvahs Yisaknu, we could be misakin it. Solid. B'Shabbos Shalachah Tisha B'av L'Alon, this is just all the Haftaris. B'Shabbos Shalachah Tisha B'av L'Alon, Maftir and Beis Shabbos Zayin Din Nechemta. The Zayin Shabbos Zayin Din Nechemta. You have this, what we call the Shiva Din Nechemta, that the Haftaris that discuss the nechama of the korban of the Beis Hamikdash. You call your mal of the Rosh Chodesh Elul b'Shabbos. Doichan aniyah sora. You push away aniyah sora. Maftir on Hashemayim kisi. Meshiyesh begam min nechamas Yerushalayim. There you could say Hashemayim kisi because that's the Rosh Chodesh haftarah. Because there it has nechamas Yerushalayim. B'Shabbos Rashi's kiseitze. Shaz maftir roni akara. Mashiyan elu gam aniyah sora. She's mikolah. In Tav Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul Omer Aniyah Sayera, if you make a mistake on Rosh Chodesh Elul, from Miska Chodesh Shabbarek Lacharev, you remember asking the bracha Yomer Gam Hashemayim Kisi Vivarek Lacharev, then you should just say Hashemayim Kisi and then make a bracha. If Loi Niskar Ad LaAchar HaBrachas, but if you don't remember till after the brachas Yomer Hashemayim Kisi Vloi Nisk. The Tav Rosh Chodesh Elul Ba'ayin Aleph Shabbos, it falls down on the first day of Shabbos on Sunday. That was this year. We don't say Makar Chodesh. Shein bo min nechamas Yerushalayim, because there's nothing in there about the nechama of Yerushalayim. And maftirin aniya sayara. I make the haftarah of aniya sayara. Okay, that's just that's always technical with the with our parents. Okay, we'll stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night. I hope this time change is okay with everybody. All right, Zagazon.